This must be the place. Talking Heads there, of course. Legend has it that Mormon pioneer Brigham Young saw the Salt Lake Valley of Utah on his way west and exclaimed in a fit of Rocky Mountain spotted fever, "This is the place." There's actually a monument to that legend out in Utah.
That's true.
Mormon culture, a mixture of revelation and pioneer spirit with its own holy book, grew up there in the West, and it thrives today. Well, if Salt Lake City was the place, then this just might be the Mormon moment in America.
I want you all to say hi to Gary.
I am a Mormon.
Hello, everybody. It's really great to meet you all.
I'm very proud of my Mormon heritage.
I'm Bill Henriksen, and I believe in the principle of plural marriage.
I just fell in love, and then I fell in love again, and then I fell in love again.
All right, kids. Now, how about we do some scripture readings from the Book of Mormon? All right!
I believe in my Mormon faith.
Two presidential candidates, John Huntsman and Mitt Romney, one hit Broadway show, some selections there from the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon, all right, it's not exactly a hymnal, okay, an homage to Mormonism, but to have landed in the American zeitgeist is quite a feat. And joining us now is Mark Silk, director of the Leonard E. Greenberg Center for the Study of Religion in Public Life at Trinity College. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John.
And Helen Whitney is with us, producer of the PBS documentary Mormons. Helen, good morning to you. How would you describe this moment, Helen? We've got Mitt Romney and John Huntsman running. We've got Mormonism that, it's certainly always been evident in the United States. Anyone who goes to Washington, D.C. and travels on the Beltway sees that huge Mormon temple. Mormonism is not unknown in the United States, but is it getting to be mainstream?
I do agree, and I think it's really important to look at this moment in the context of American sort of 19th century history, in that no other religion, with the exception of Catholics, has been the subject of so much ridicule, misinformation, and falsehood, and persecution, and then fast forward to today. It's really quite extraordinary if you look at the big picture. So would like to sort of underline that.
Absolutely. That's Helen Whitney, producer of the PBS documentary Mormons. We'd love to talk to some of the Mormon faithful about what they think of this moment. And we are certainly open to criticism of the Broadway show. The idea here is what is the threshold, the trigger that Mormonism is moving into the mainstream the way Catholicism did when John F. Kennedy won the presidency in 1960. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. Mark Silk, in terms of politics, how do you gauge the significance of Mitt Romney, John Huntsman, in light of the Kennedy victory and its significance for American Catholics in 1960?
Well, I would say that from a political standpoint, the focus, the Mormon moment was actually 4 years ago when there was a huge amount of attention on Mitt Romney, on whether people would vote, and particularly whether Southern and white evangelicals would vote for a Mormon. In this Tea Party era, religion has not been as salient a feature of American sort of political punditry. And so in a certain sense, it seems to me that the presence of these two Mormon candidates has gotten a little fuzzy in terms of, sort of assessing what's going on.
Helen Whitney, producer of the PBS documentary Mormons, you know, there's a lot of religious faiths that when we don't know a lot about them, we tend to be fearful. I mean, I'd imagine the Muslims could argue that they're the most discriminated against at this point. But what makes people more likely to accept a certain faith? I mean, what is it that actually turns public opinion?
That's a quite general question. I'd like to sort of focus it more on the Mormons, because there has been such a fantastic amount of fear and resistance to this particular religion, unlike any other, including the Catholics. And I think in part that has to do with the extraordinary, really the violence and the persecution and the misinformation that has sort of seeped into the 20th and the 21st century. And
Helen,
you know,
it's also
about familiarity,
Helen,
breeds contempt. Well, I don't think that's the case, and certainly not with the Mormons, because the familiarity with them right now, the presence of these two candidates, these big cultural events that you've just sort of had, the plays, the books, the discussion, has done a lot to pull the curtains back on something that was feared, and even today those misconceptions remain.
Well, let's hear the voices of these two candidates to remind ourselves. John Huntsman, of course, a former member of the Obama administration, ambassador to China, and Mitt Romney, who, as Mark Silk pointed out, ran for president unsuccessfully 4 years ago. Here we begin with John Huntsman.
I'm John Huntsman, and I'm humbled. And today, I'm a candidate for the office of President of the United States of America.
I believe in my Mormon faith, and I endeavor to live by it. My faith is the faith of my fathers. I will be true to them and to my beliefs. Some believe that such a confession of my faith will sink my candidacy. If they're right, so be it.
And according to the latest Gallup poll, 22% of Americans still say they would not vote for a Mormon, for president. Helen Whitney, before we go, is there anything to the notion that the tradition of secrecy in the leadership of the Mormon Church is possibly partly to blame for this sense of mistrust and concern that you describe?
I do believe that, and I've actually said that to many of the Mormons and the leaders I do know. And that secrecy comes out of those years of persecution. But nonetheless, there is this conception and insight that Mormons disown and downplay the major sort of tenets of their religion. And these beliefs are, you know, depending on your point
right.
of view, robust and colorful or somewhat strange, as most foundational myths are strange.
Indeed.
You know?
Helen Whitney is the producer of the PBS documentary Mormons. Mark Silk, before we go, there is some fantastic history, though, about the Mormons in American life. Are we likely to learn more about it over the next 12 to 16 months?
I think we'll learn something about it. Certainly, people have had plenty of opportunity to enjoy various kinds of representations of Mormons, whether on Broadway,
there
Big Love, and so on. But we'll just have to wait and see.
All right. Well, we'd love to hear from any Mormons out there to talk about the history, the treatment on Broadway. We're happy to have some reviews, if you like, or the likelihood of either John Huntsman or Mitt Romney getting the GOP nomination and winning the White House. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Helen and Mark, so much to talk about. Thanks so much for joining us.
And thank you.